أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
They behave in this pathetic manner, as if they are unaware that Allah knows what they hide, in terms of what they say and do, and what they reveal, but He will reveal it and expose them.
وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ.
A group of them do not know how to read or write and do not know what is in the Torah or what it says. They have only lies which they heard from some of their leaders and think it is the Torah revealed by Allah.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Misery and great suffering awaits those who write the scripture with their own hands and then say falsely that it comes from Allah, exchanging the truth and guidance for a small gain in this world, such as money or leadership. They will experience misery and suffering because of what their hands have written, through which they told lies about Allah, and for whatever wealth or leadership they may gain through these lies.
وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَهْدَهُ أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
They say, falsely, that the fire of hell will not touch them, and they will not be in it, except for a few days. Ask them, O Muhammad, if they have had a promise from Allah that this will be the case. If they have had a promise, then Allah will not break His contract. Or ask them if they are saying about Allah what they do not know.
بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
It is not as they imagine. Allah repays those who reach the evil of disbelief and whose disobedience dominates them with suffering in the fire of hell where they will live eternally.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
So those who have faith in Allah and His Prophet and do good will be rewarded with entry into the garden where they will live eternally.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
Remember the promise made between Allah and the Israelites, to worship Him alone, to be kind to parents, relatives, orphans and the poor, to say good words to people, telling them to do what is right and not what is wrong, without harshness or severity, to perform the prayer as instructed, and to give zakat to those who have a right to it. But all they did after making this promise was to turn away, rejecting the promise they had made. Beneficial points. Some of the people of the scripture claim knowledge of what Allah has revealed, when they do not really have knowledge of it, and what they say is only from their imagination and ignorance. Some of the greatest wrongdoers are those who lie about Allah and His Messenger. The favors and blessings that Allah gave to the Israelites made them lose their way, because they thought, not understanding Allah and His divine wisdom, that He would not punish them after He had given them such blessings. The great promises that the Israelites made with Allah only made them turn away more due to their rejection of them.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ لا تسفكون دماءكم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم ثم أقررتم وأنتم تشهدون.
Remember the contract Allah made with you in the Torah, forbidding you from killing each other and forcing people to leave their homes. You admitted the contract, and you witnessed its validity.
ثم أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Then you broke the contract, some of you killing others, and forcing a group of them to leave their homes, assisted by their enemies, unjustly and with aggression. Then if prisoners came to you in the hands of enemies, you pay their ransom, and rescue them from their captivity, even though making them leave their homes was forbidden to you. How is it that you believe in some of what is in the Torah about the ransom of captives and reject some of it, about not killing each other and driving people from where they live? For those of you who do that, there is only humiliation in this life and the most severe torment in the afterlife. Allah knows what you do. In fact, He is fully aware, and He will hold you to account.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون.
They are the people who exchange the afterlife for this life, preferring what is temporary to what is eternal. Their suffering will not be lightened, and they will have no one to help them.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون.
Allah gave Moses the Torah and followed him with other messengers. He gave Jesus, the son of Mary, clear signs of the truth of what he came with, such as bringing the dead back to life and healing the blind and the lepers. And he strengthened him with the angel Gabriel, the Holy Spirit, peace be upon him. Yet is it always realites that whenever a messenger comes to you from Allah with what does not agree with your whims, you become full of pride towards the truth. Looking down on the messengers of Allah, do you reject a group of them and kill a group of them?
وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
The Israelites argued that their stubbornness was because their hearts were wrapped in a cover, so that none of what was said to them could reach them or make sense to them. On the contrary, Allah deprived them of His mercy due to their disbelief, so that they will not have faith. Beneficial points. One of the worst forms of disbelief is to have faith in one part of Allah's scripture and to then reject other parts of it. Whoever does this has made their own desires into their Allah. Some of the Israelites exchanged the afterlife for worldly prestige as a result of stubbornness, following their own desires and manipulating what Allah had revealed to them. It is from Allah's blessings and mercy to His creation that He sent many messengers and scriptures to guide them. Allah repays those who turn away from guidance and stubbornly refuse to obey with a seal on their hearts, depriving them of His mercy. As a result, they will not be guided to the truth and will not act according to it.